This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. This month is Public Health Month. Ann Penny Bailey is with us. Penny is from the Yancey County Health Department, and she will be talking to us about public health.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here.
Penny, tell our listeners why we should care about public health.
That's a good question. I'd like to think that public health affects us all. Everybody, everywhere, every day. It's not just a building or a clinic appointment. In fact, the first Public Health Act that was voted on in North Carolina in 1877 didn't address the building. It only addressed boards of health and the more effectual prevention of communicable diseases and distempers. If a community wanted a health department, no building was needed, just a board of health and a plan. They mainly dealt with tuberculosis, chicken pox, infant mortality. There was a lack of any community organization at that time to deal with matters of health and sanitation. There were no means of tracing disease to their source and or plan efforts to stop the spread of disease. Many people were dying.
Penny, all these events you've described, they were in the olden days. What does public health have to do with today?
Well, public health is, and always has been, has focused on preventing disease, decreasing unnecessary suffering, prolonging life, and promoting good health habits in an organized, well-planned process. Because public health is working for us every day, sometimes we assume we don't need to continue increasing funding for public health. Each day, we take for granted that we have clean water to drink, food that is safe to eat, which, because poor sanitation is one of the leading causes of spread of disease, that for the most part our infants at birth and beyond, and that live at birth and beyond, and women do not have to die in childbirth because of programs like family planning and maternal care, WIC, and mother-baby care, and good family planning prenatal care. We don't generally deal with polio or smallpox, and there is a decline in coronary artery disease.
Penny, I guess it's kind of hard to imagine what would happen if we didn't have public health services.
Yeah, we might be in some twilight zone, almost like a third world country. We'd need to boil all our water or be afraid of eating our meals out because of salmonella or E. coli. We would likely need to wear masks to prevent the spread of disease like polio. Our pets could get rabies, and they could bite us, and they could die, and we could die because of rabies. We would probably all know someone that died in childbirth. If public health workers weren't tracking and preparing for the future, there would be a lot of chaos and many more deaths. And if we were faced with epidemics like pandemic flu, West Nile disease, or even terrorist attacks, many people would die.
Penny, it sounds like to date, public health has dealt with communicable diseases for the most part. But what's the biggest problem we face today?
Today, the leading contributors to premature death and disability are number one, tobacco, and number two, obesity. These are lifestyle issues.
How does public health deal with lifestyle issues?
Well, one example is what we do to prevent teen tobacco use. By using prevention practices that have been shown effective, like creating 100% tobacco-free policies in schools and other places that children frequent, limiting teens' exposure to secondhand smoke, and increasing the prices of tobacco in places that sell tobacco, they all deter teens from buying tobacco. These strategies are implemented by health personnel, public health personnel, who have been trained to collaborate with community members and promote these solutions and involve teens and adults in planning and implementing those solutions. I really appreciate everybody's time today, and I want folks to know that public health programs are based on tracking local needs, finding the best prevention methods that fit our community's needs, and working to make a difference.
Our guest on Close Up for today has been Penny Bailey with the Yancey County Health Department. This month is Public Health Month, and throughout the month of April, we will be featuring guests on our Close Up features talking about public health. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.